我可以至少用两个例子，我们一个旧约一个新约，我们来证明出神跟人同在的应许必定实现。
Let's use two examples, one from the Old Testament, the other from the New Testament, that this is a guarantee, that this is guaranteed to be fulfilled.
第一个例子我要用的就是诗篇23篇，大卫的诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 23.
Yeah, 那我们看诗篇23篇。
Psalm 23.
在这诗篇二十三篇，为什么世界上的人这么爱这个诗篇？
Why is it that the people all over the world just have this very intense love for Psalm 23?
所以有很多解经的专家在研究诗篇二十三篇到底有什么特点，使人读了这个诗篇，心里面得到平安跟喜乐。
And why, you know, so a lot of theologians have done a lot of research, and they wanted to know what it is about.Verse 23, that is so attractive that makes people just love it.
我至少可以把这些释经家的用三点我来归纳一下。
Let me sum it up in three points.
讲出你心中为什么喜欢诗篇二十三篇的原因。
I'm going to tell you exactly why you love this psalm so much.
你知道为什么诗篇二十三篇这么可爱呢？
Do you know why the psalm number 23 is so lovely and so attractive?
因为它是对称的。
Because it is symmetrical.
而对称的中间有一个中心的句子。
And there's a central theme, there's a key verse in right in the middle.
中心的句子就是你与我同在。
And this central theme, or verse in the middle, is for you are with me.
你与我同在这个之前有26个希伯来字。
And before that, there's 26 Hebrew words.
这个之后也是有26个希伯来字。
And exactly also 26 Hebrew words right after this key verse.
你可能根本不知道这个中心就是什么呀，就是以马内利。
And you probably never even realize, but now you think about it, this is the central theme of this psalm, Emmanuel.
这个是你喜欢诗篇23篇的原因。
This is why you like it so much.
因为正中间的一句话就是他与我同在。
Because this verse smack dab in the middle of this psalm is God is with us.
第二个原因你喜欢这个这首诗篇。
And the second reason you like it so much.
就是我们看到了这边有一个比喻。
There's a metaphor.
我们这个比喻，我们从第一章第一节到第四节有一个比喻。
Let's examine verses 1-4.
这里面那个比喻就是你好像羊一样。
And this metaphor is about, you know, us being sheep.
因为我们看到第二节讲，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
See verse 2, it says, He makes me lie down in green pasture.
第一节是耶和华是我的牧者。
And the very first verse.Goes like this, the Lord is my shepherd.
所以他是牧者，使我躺在青草地上，我成了他的羊一样。
And therefore, you know, he's my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. I'm his sheep.
因此，我们都喜欢这个景色，躺在青草地上，让神我们的耶和华成为我们的牧者。
And this is why we like this spectacle a lot. To think about it, we are his sheep. He is our shepherd. He makes us lie down on green pastures.
但是牧者有时候他的棍子也会鞭打我们呢。
Oh, but sometimes the shepherd finds it hard to spare the rod.
我告诉你，诗篇二十三篇还有一个比喻。
And there's another metaphor in Psalm 23.
我想这个比喻可能你自己都不知道在里面。
And sometimes maybe you read this over and over, but not even being aware of this other metaphor that I'm going to talk to you.
我跟你讲，单单是羊的一个比喻的还不够。
It's not enough that we just have the metaphor of the sheep and the shepherd.
我刚才讲的诗篇二十三篇是对称的。
I just mentioned that we like it so much because it's symmetrical.
而第五节到第六节中间还有一个比喻。
There's another metaphor from verse 5-6.
我来读第五节。
Let me go over verse 5.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
In the presence of my enemies, you prepared a table before me.
在敌人的面前，你替我摆了一桌饭。
Right in front of my enemies, you set up this feast for me.
这个筵席表示你跟我面对面在一起，虽然后面的背景是有敌人的。
Even though that there's all these enemies in the background, you and I were sitting face to face across this table.
我们同坐，我们同吃。
We sit down together, we eat together.
这里面还有一个比喻是朋友。
This is where the metaphor is. This is a metaphor of friend.
耶和华不但是我的牧者。
The Lord Almighty Jehovah is not just my shepherd.
耶和华是我的朋友。
The Lord Almighty Jehovah is also my friend.
在新约里面，我们主耶稣基督讲过这句话。
In the New Testament, Lord Jesus has said this following paragraph.
在约翰福音十五章五节，他说。
Chapter 15, verse 15.
以后我不再称你们为仆人。
Lord Jesus said, I no longer will call you servant.
我乃称你们为朋友。
Because for now, I'm going to call you friends.
哦，弟兄姐妹们，这首诗篇，所以我们喜欢是不但我们是羊，而且我们也跟我们的主是朋友。
And that is why we like this psalm so much, because, you know, it constantly reminds us that not only is he our shepherd, but he's our friend.
是的，牧者带领我，喂养我。
Of course, you know, we're so blessed to have a shepherd that will guide us and feed us.
但是朋友，我们可以同享筵席。
But we're also so blessed that we have a friend that will sit across from the table from us and enjoy the feast together with us.
我刚才讲了，诗篇二十三篇是对称的。
So I just mentioned that Psalm 23 that has this symmetricalness.
我可以讲三方面的对称。
I'm going to talk to you about how it is symmetrical in three different aspects.
在一章四节里面，我们第一个有他给我食物，他使我饮喝。
The first aspect of this being symmetrical is that he feeds us. He feeds us.
第二方面，我们看到的是危险。
And then you see that danger all of a sudden descended upon us.
我们看到第一节到第四节有死荫的幽谷。
And we read aboutIn verse 4, we walk through the valley, the shadow of the dead.
我们看到第五节到第六节里面同样有危险，是什么？我们前面写的是敌人面前。
In verses 5 and 6, we see that there's some danger facing us as well, in the fact that we're right in front of our enemies.
我们讲在第一节、第四节里面有吃，也有饮。
In verses 1 through 4, there's food, there's drink.
我们看第五节到第六节，也有吃，也有饮，福杯满溢就是饮。
And then in the verses 5 and 6, we're also talking about eating and drinking. See, where it mentions my cup overflowing.
还有第，我讲三点，还有第三点。
And then there's the third aspect.
第三点我们看到第三节、第四节讲到走义路，走义路是跟我同在，一同走义路。
And this talks about, you know, he guides me,
引导我走义路。
Guides me in the path of righteousness. He's walking with me.
第五节到第六节里面同样有的是住在耶和华的殿中，也是同在。
And here's another thing.
第六节
in verse 6 that indicates that I'm dwelling with the Lord.
你看到没有？是对称的。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So this is where that symmetricalness comes in.
那我们还要看到这第三个原因，这首诗你喜欢的。
And this is the third. There's another third aspect of it that why you like this song so much.
因为一开始的时候是耶和华这个代名词。
And first of all, it starts with the word Jehovah, my Lord.
然后我们看到了，他就讲到了他第二节、第三节都是他指的耶和华。
And then it refers to Jehovah, to our Lord, with the pronoun He. He leads me.
但是我们看到一到了第四节下半段的时候，那个他变成了你。
And then you see a shift in the use of pronouns. By the second part of verse 4, this he, this reference of he becomes you. The reference of you, it refers to our Lord.
最后到第六节的时候，这个你又变成了耶和华。
And then in verse 6, the use of the pronouns is once again replaced by the word Lord Almighty Jehovah.
而且第六节这边有一句话非常的美。
And there's this sentence in this part of verse 6 that is just so beautiful.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And then this English translation says, surely grace and love will follow me.
原文这个地方不是随便的走，是追着我。
Actually, the original Hebrew doesn't really translate to the equivalent of English word follow. Actually, it means it chases me around.
不是跟随，是追寻。
The Lord's love and grace, it doesn't just follow me. It actually attaches itself to me. It follows, it pursues me.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是圣诞的信息。
And this is the message of Christmas.
圣诞的信息是什么？是神与我同在。
Because this message is the Father, that God is with us.
我一生一世，你必有恩惠慈爱，不是随着我，追着我。
Surely, all the days of my life, God's goodness, His grace and love will chase me around, will not leave me alone.
这是九月二十三篇你喜欢的原因。
And this is why you like Psalm 23.
你知道新约还有一个例子是马太福音第二十八章第二十节。
And
大使命。
And when you turn to Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, God talks about the Great Commission.
主耶稣基督在这边讲，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And Lord Jesus says, I will be, and surely I will be with you always to the very end of time.
弟兄姐妹，什么是圣基督诞生对人类的意义？
So how do you realize what it is that is the ultimate meaning of the birth of Christ to the world?
基督的诞生代表三方面的意义。
And it represents three different meanings.
神同在的复得。
The restoration of God's presence with us.
神同在的见证。
And it is the proof that God is always with us.
神同在的实现。
And it signifies the very fulfillment that God will always be with us.
这三方面就是基督诞生的意义。
These are the three aspects of the meaning of Christmas.
因为有这三方的意义。
Because there are these three aspects to the meaning of the birth of Christ.
我有勇气面对明天。
I have courage to face tomorrow.
我们基督教的信息是一个盼望的信息。
And you know, the message of Christianity is nothing but a message of hope.
有一个神学家，他的名字叫爱德华杨 Edward Young.
There was this theologian by the name of Edward Young.
他讲基督的诞辰一定必须有三个意义。
The birth of Christ must have the following three aspects.
第一个，它是指标。
First of all, it must be a sign.
第二个，它是个神迹。
Second of all, it must be a miracle.
第三，它是一个实际。
Third of all, it must be a reality.
当神的儿女在黑暗中走的时候。
When, you know, those of us who are children of God, we're walking around in darkness.
弟兄姐妹朋友，千万不要绝望。
Do not despair.
因为神应许光明。
Because God is promise that a great light will be shone upon.
当我们看到我们的周围的时候，
when we look around at our surroundings,
世界不稳定，有大危难的时候，大危难的时候，
you know, the whole world is really living in instability and a lot of danger.
神让我们看以马内利。
God wants us to focus our eyes on Emmanuel.
这个兆头不只是在平安的时候看到的。
This is not a sign that you just see in time of peace.
主离开世界之前对他的门徒说。
Right before he left this world, the Lord Jesus said,
世上有苦难。
There's going to be trials and tribulations in this world.
他说在我里面有平安。
In me you will have eternal peace.
因为神与我们同在，以马内利。
Because God is with us, Emmanuel.
求神让我们庆祝耶稣基督诞辰的时候。
Let us in this time of celebration of God's birth,
知道靠主就成为我们的盼望的缘由。
Because to put all of our hope in God.
基督有童女所生。
Jesus was born of a virgin.
以公平和公义。
In justice and righteousness.
永远与他的子民同在。
In justice and righteousness, he's going to be with us and he's going to dwell among us forever and ever.
你跟我有责任。
You and I have this responsibility.
要靠着主努力。
We must strive.Depending on God.
把这个盼望的信息传给我们周围的人，传到地极。
And we must spread this gospel around to all the ends of the earth.
是在黑暗中间的人能够得到盼望。
So that all those people that are walking around in darkness will have hope.
让我们这个道成肉身的主以马内利成为每一个人的救主。
So that we could make everybody accept Lord Jesus as their Savior. This Savior who represents Emmanuel.
让我们相信我们基督的应许。
Let us believe in this promise and this guarantee of our God.
他永远与我们同在。
He is going to be with us forever.
以马内利。
Emmanuel.
这就是天堂的盼望。
This is the hope of heaven.
这就是基督的诞辰的意义。
This is the meaning of the birth of Jesus Christ.
朋友弟兄姐妹们。
Friends, brothers and sisters,
人类有希望了，因为基督诞辰。
There is hope for us because of the birth of Christ.
我们有一个盼望的信息。
We have a message, and that is the message of hope.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Jesus, Lord.
因为你是基督从女生子道成肉身到这个世上。
Because you performed this great miracle, you have Jesus Christ born of a virgin.Was such a miracle, was word becoming flesh.
使我们今生能够得到拯救。
So that we can be saved in this life.
使我们永世你与我们同在。
So that you will be with us from here until eternity.
谢谢你给我们这个盼望的信息。
Thank you for this message of hope.
你造人成功了。
You created humans and it was a success.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Peacemaker, fear taker, soul soother, storm smoother, light shiner, lost finder, cloud lifter, deliverer, heart toucher.Believe you. searcher, truth lover, who other could be? Fear taker, peacemaker.
以上节目是由更新传道会制作。